Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So countless Americans confidentially participate in our financial system and markets every day. They're informed of the risk associated with the decisions they make, and they choose what they want to pursue. For example, whether it's stocks or bonds, or whether we're talking about mutual funds or traditional savings accounts. However, what we've seen now is that our current laws and regulations do not speak to the recent innovations within our financial sector. And in fact, Congress has a responsibility to act to establish rules of the road to ensure robust transparency and protection for consumers and investors. However, we have seen this past year alone show the consequences of what happens when Congress fails to do that. My question is for Ms. Jiang. Just like the rest of the financial sector, we must ensure that appropriate common sense guardrails are in place so consumers have transparency in the digital asset space. I've heard you talk about these common sense guardrails. You've mentioned protecting consumers, their rights, and empowering them. Can you tell me from your perspective what Congress needs to keep in mind while developing these types of guardrails?